says Amar Rav Zera. Rav Zera says Loider Rebbe. Rebbe agrees. No. Linyan Kenas De Kula Mishalmi. Rebbe agrees that by Kenas, that is the lochi of Yemanis of the Sula, an hour of the Sula, somebody's manasa, he has to pay a Kenas. Here Rebbe agrees. Rebbe agrees that if somebody else lives with her, like Kedarka, he does not make her into a bula, that rather the still chayiv kenas. So Rashi says, "Meidelini kenas, afagav lini kotlo, loychashim labsula." Even though negated to be killed, she's not called a nara. She's not called a bsula anymore. After the first man lives with her, like Kedarka, she's called a bula. But linyan kenas. That if you have stam a girl that's not married at all, that there's such a loch as somebody forces and lives with her, so there we say, Moida de Kula Mishalmi. Here Rebbe would agree if 10 people live with her, one after another, Shloik Kedarko, she's still called the Psula, that all of them have the chiv to pay the kenas to the father. So that's this pasuk, a bula's baal. There is a case that only the husband's bias makes her into a bula, and not the bia of somebody else. When somebody else lives with her, even though 10 people live with her, one after another, if they all live with her, Shalai Kedarka, she's still called a psula, and therefore there would be the chi of kenas. If they're ma'anas and live with her, they have to pay her father, the chamishim kosef. The Mor says, Taka, Maishina Mikotla, why is it different than the case of being killed? So Marin says, Shani Yosef is the difference. The Yom HaKroa, the other post says, Umeish, Umeish, Ha'ish Asher Shochav Imo Levadoi. The mashma, only the man that lived with her, he's killed. In other words, once the first man lives with her, the word labadoi, the first man makes her into a bula. And therefore the second man that lives with her, Naira Marasa, even though she's really still a bsula, because the first one lived with her, Shalai Kadaka, but still we say she has a lacha like a bula, because the pasuk says labadoi. Mashma, only the first one is chayav skila, and not the rest of them. So Rashi says, labadoi, he himself, kroy yiseirus, next pasuk. We don't do anything to the Nara. What does the word Levada mean to him? Smashman is a case that only the first one is Chayiv Skila and not the rest of them. Where do we need this Chiddush? Where they live with our Shaloi Kedarka. So here by Kotla we say they make her into a Bula. That the next one is not Chayiv Skila. However, it's not a case where she's married, but rather a case of a Psula. Of a regular girl, of a Naira, Psula, that somebody's manasa, there we see, even though 10 people do it one after another, they're all chayy to pay the kenas. Now the Mar says, Rabbanin, if so, the Rabbanin, Hai Levadoi, my Avdalei, what do they do with this pasuk of Levadoi? Because the Rabbanin say not, that the Rabbanin say, even by Skila, the Rabbanin say, that all 10 of them is chayiv. A skila. The Rabbanan say a biyish like a dakra does not make her into a bula, even for misa for skila. Therefore, the Rabbanan shita is if 10 men live with a nara marasa, one after another shloik kedarkoi, they're all chay skila. So, what do the Rabbanan do with the extra posik levadoi? So, Marin says mi boiler lekratanya. This is for this halacha. O meisu gam shneim. That they're both killed, mashma, the man and the lady. If they have znus together, you have to kill both of them. So, until both of them are fit to be killed. That's what Rabbi Yashia dashens. Rabbi Yenison Amano, that there's a case even you kill the man by himself, even though you don't kill the lady. So Rashi learns, what's the slur? Rashi learns, it means, Shneim Shavim, B'nei Einshin, they're both adults, that will have the chi of misa. Lamute godla bo la katana. Comes to exclude a case where a man, that's a godol, lives with a girl that's married, the katana. In such a case, the man is not chayv misa. That's what's mashma from Rashi. That's the spasik of, umesu gam shneyim, that they're only chayv when both of them have the chi of misa. But if only the man has it, then the man is spotted from the chi of misa. That's what Rabbi Oishi dashens. Rabbi Yenison says no. Rabbi Yenison Omar, Umeis ish ha-shashok v'imo levadoi, means sometimes even the husband, the man himself, is chayiv. Where's the case where he's chayiv and not her? In the case where she's a katana, so katana is not chayiv, means only the god or the man is, he's also, that's what we do with this pasuk levadoi. Tosis says, kashas on Rashi's pshat, this is what Rashi learns. Right, Rabbi Yenison, the more Rabbi Yenison has Svar Minolei, how does Rabbi Yechanan know this svara? im keiner so nicht auf Krua Bulas Ish, Mai Bulas Baal, Shvamina Tarti. He also has these two things from the word Bulas Baal. So Rashi says, Hai Svara, the Baal, Oisa, Oisa, Bulas, Shloike Darkoi. How does he know the Svara that when the husband lives with his wife, Shloike Darko, he makes her into a Bula? How does he know? He used the Pasuk Bulas Baal to teach us that you can marry your wife through Bia. So how does he know the special halacha that the husband, when he lives with his wife, Shloike Darko, he makes her into a Bula? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk could have said, Bulas Ish. My Bulas Baal, what's special about the Baal? So Shvamina Tarti, that the Bia of the Baal, when the husband lives with his wife, that's a special Bia, and therefore, even though he does it, Shloike Darko, he does not break up Sulim, still she has a lacha like a Bula. Now the Gemara says, you have a question like this. Tchilas Bia Koinen. True, the Mishnah says you can marry your wife through Bia with living with her. But is the beginning of the Bia the Kenyan? Or is Saif Bia Koinen? No, the end of the Bia, when you go in completely, maybe that's when the Kenyan is first Chal. The Gemara says, what's the difference? Now, if Kamina could go in Shehorah Bo, you made Harua means you started to go in. Smachalik is exactly what Harua means. This Neshiko, or Achnosa Satoro, that means you made the beginning of the Bia, and right away you pushed the yod of the Kibla Kedusha Miachar. Your wife right then accepted Kedusha from another man. Somebody else gave the Kess of Kedusha, and she accepted it. Since the first Bia is kind of the beginning of the Bia, she's already married to you, the second one means nothing. But if you say the beginning of the Bia is not the Kedusha, it's only the end, so here that she accepted Kedusha from somebody else first, like, that Kedusha would be Chal. In Ami Rosh, another difference would be L'Kohen Gadol. Question, could a Kohen Gadol get married through Bia? The halacha is a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Bsula. He's not allowed to marry a Bula. So B'shas the Kedusha, she has to be a Bsula. Since the beginning of the Bia, when he goes into, he's Kohen her right away, that's good, that'll be Mutter. But if you told me the beginning of the Bia is not the Kenyan, the Kenyan is only at the end, so at the time of the end already, she's already a Bula, so it would be also for Kohen Gadol to get married through Bia. He would have to get married only through Shtar or through Kesef. So this is the Nafkamina. To Kohen Besula Bia. So Kohen Gadol could only marry a Besula, can he do it through Bia or not? So Mar says, Mai, what's the Locha? Amar Ameima says, Mishmei the Rova, the name of Rova, called Haboyel Daita Hagamar Bia. Yes, the Kenyan is first Chal at the end of the Bia. And Tosa speaks out, even though there are other Gemaras that says clearly, Harua is Koina, the beginning of the Bia is Koina, but Tosa says it depends. If you just make a beginning of the Bia and go away, so that's all you wanted to do, that could be a Maisa Kedushin. But here we're talking about where you are going to make the Gemar Bia, you are going to go all the way in. So in such a case, our Gemara says then, your Das is only to marry you at the end of the Bia. And therefore, if she would accept Kedushin from somebody else, or else a Kohen Gadol, he would not be allowed to marry his wife through Bia. Because when you plan to make a Gemar Bia, then we say the Svar is you want the Kedushin first to be Chal by the end of the Bia. Iberli, you have another question like this. Bia Nesuya Noisa or Yerusa Noisa. When a man goes to marry his wife through Bia, does that first Bia only make Kedushin, that's all that the stop there? Or else maybe no, it does a double shot. Maybe that first Bia makes Nesuyin also. It makes you Nesuyin, you're completely married to her. We'll soon see the difference. The Rashi says, Bia Erison Oiso, Hamakadish Bia. Mehev Yach Bia Ki Nesuyin. Is this Bia Mamish like Nesuyin, you finished the complete Kenyan with your wife? Or Yainarela Kishak Erison, no, it's only like other Erison, like Kesav and Shtar, that you still have to make a Chupri afterwards to make Nesuyin. That's the difference. So Mar says, Nafkamina, what's the difference? L'yorsha. Now that if the wife dies, the husband yashins his wife, that's only after they have a Kenyan Nesuyin. If they only have a Kenyan Eris and a Kenyan Kedushin, and then she dies, the husband does not yashin her. Or else in the Tamilu. Let's say he's a Kayin. So when can a Kayin be Metama for his wife, to bury his wife? Only when they have Nesuyin. But if they only have Kedushin, the Kayin is not allowed to be Metama for his wife. That's Nafkamina. If they make Kedusha through Bia, is the Kohen allowed to bury his wife? Or else, L'hofen and Dorea, we know the special lacha that after you make Nisuyin, then the ned that your wife makes is completely up to the husband to make the Afara. So the question is, if he made Bia here, is it completely up to him? Or no, it's only like Erisin, that the husband and the father have the right to do it together. Tumar speaks out. If you tell me now this first via makes the complete kinyan, makes a nisuyin, so then Yosha, when if she dies, the husband would yashin her, or metamalei could bury her, or meifu nadareh, he's the whole one to make that first nadarim. But viyamet, if you want to tell me no, erisin oisa, that when you make a kedushin through via, it still only makes the beginning of the kinyan, only makes erisin, then ain't a yosha. If she dies right away, you would not yashin her. V'yeni metamala, if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to bury his wife. V'yeni meifun of the rare, he cannot be meifun of the nether by himself, he'll still have to come on to her father. That's the question. When he mekadish is rubiya, does it make nisuyin or only kedushin? Omar Abaye, Abaye says, Toshma coming here. It says, Alochom, that Toav, the father, Zakoi Bevita. He has the schus, the possession over his daughter, Diktu Sheho, his kozman, she's a katana or a nara. He has the right to marry her off. And he keeps the money, the kesa, the shtar, the bia, he can marry her off. Whether it was through kesa, or through shtar, or through bia, or the Zakoi Bevita. If she finds a mitziya, the mitziya, she finds something, she has to give it back to the father. O my siyodeo. If she works, the paycheck goes to the father. Uba forest and doreho, that the father has the right to be made for an adorim. Uba kabbalah zita, who did if the husband wants to give her a get, he can give it to the father. But the enoi oichel peris bachayo, if somehow his daughter has her own property, then the locher is the father does not eat the peris when she's alive. Not like the husband. The father does not eat the peris, the produce of the property that she owns. Nises, let's say that the daughter gets married with Nisuyin, then Yeser Alof, like what does Nisuyin do more for the husband than the father had before? That Habal Sha'oichel Peres Pachayeho. That now the husband eats the fruits, the produce of his wife's property when she's alive. That's called the Nichse Melug, even though the goof of the property belongs to his wife still, but the produce, the Peres, the husband has a right to eat from it. So that's the maila of a husband has after Nisuyin over the father had before. But what does it say here? It says here, Katani Bia, or Katani Nisis. It says here, first the father married off his daughter through Bia, and then it says though, when the husband makes Nisuyin, he has more. So it's mashma Nisuyin you need even after you made Bia. So Mar says, no, I tell you, keep Katani Nisis. When does it say Nisis that they have to make Nisuyin? Maybe Yashara. Only on the other two kinyonim of Kesef and Shtar. But maybe if they made the kinyan of Via, that in itself makes Nisuyin, you do not have to do another Mais in Nisuyin. So therefore there's no proof from here. Our Rabbi says, okay, Toshima, come in here. There's another law that says, Bas Shalosh Shanu V'yemechot, a girl that's 3 years old already in one day, is Miskadesh is Bibia. She is now called Royitav Bia, and if a man wants to marry her through Bia, that's called the Mais Kedushin. And it means of Adam Midas Av, it means that the father is still alive. But the Chiddush is, Rashi says, Amapochus Mikan, if the girl is less than 3 years old, that's not called a Maisa Bia. It's a Naisa Etzba Bayi Vena Bia. It's called like you put your hands in somebody's eyes, it's not called a Bia. That's the Chiddush. Even though what the father can marry off his daughter when she's 1 day old, with Kesef and with Shtar, but he cannot marry her off with a Kinyan of Bia. Now, Vim Bole Yovim Kona. Who are then, if she was married already from before, and her husband died and is Mrs. Yibum, if the brother now has Bia with her, it's also called the Kinyan, and he's kind to her. She's called now Anisha, that if she's married, Midiraisa, let's say the father married off his daughter when she's 2 years old, and now she becomes 3 years old if another man lives with her, this other man is Chayav Misa. Chayav Mala Mishumesh. Yeah, this is really the kasha Tzayzeska Rashi's job before. Before Rashi learned the Meisu Gam Shneim, that when the girl is a ketana, then the man is not Chayiv Misa. And here it says clearly that once the girl is 3 years old, it's called a Bia, that if another man lives with her, this other man is Chayiv Misa. So that's Tzayzeska Kasha and Rashi's job before. Alright, but here it says clearly, the Chayav Malei Mishumesh Ish. If another man lives with this girl that was married, and she's 3 years old now, this man is Chayiv Misa. Or metama es boyala, that whoever lives with her, she's metama. Rashi says kishinid when she's an ida. Shivas yom chidasiv and hina dosalov. That when she's 3 years old, if she's an ida, so if another man lives with her, she's metam him also. Or metama es boyala.